28 years ago, some 20 million people showed up to say no to the way humans were treating our planet, and Earth Day began. Eagles were in trouble, rivers were on fire, and the dirty air choked folks from New York to Los Angeles. Some things have improved, but much is still terribly wrong. Even though we know better, we are about to flood and fry civilization as well as nature with global warming. The air is way too toxic in many places, and a sea of synthetic chemicals and plastics endangers health. We could blame politics, of course. One doesn't have to look further than the Trump administration's efforts to cripple the Paris Climate Agreement, unchain dangerous chemicals, or turn our wilderness into sources of yet more global warming, to point a finger. But in a democracy, that finger points right back at us. Those who simply blame the system forget that it's a product of we humans, and that if it's broken, and indeed it is, we can fix it. But how? There are many answers, and the lawsuits brought by young people is one answer. Another comes from Lao Tzu, the great thought leader of ancient China, and we'll have a bit more on him later in the program. But right now, let's consider his four rules for happy and harmonious living in balance with nature. Number one is the love and reverence for all living beings, not just the ones we like. In other words, noisy crows and dandelions deserve unconditional love, just like our dearest family and friends. Number two is natural sincerity, being honest and living in the truth. So let's not kid ourselves that filling one more wetland or spraying one more pesticide or buying one more gas guzzler won't hurt. Number three is kindness. A nonviolent and gentle approach takes away the occasion for war, whether at the kitchen table or between nations, and war is a super polluter. And number four is supportiveness, being there for each other freely, without expecting something in return. I recall one day a bird was trapped inside my backyard gazebo, banging into the screened windows, trying to escape, but when I spoke quietly, she let me come near and cup her in my hands. When I opened the door and released her, she flew to a nearby branch, turned, and seemed to thank me. The thanks was just a bonus. Freeing her had already made me happy. And so if we follow the rules of Lao Tzu and love nature, be gentle and honest, and truly help all creation, we can make Earth Day celebrations resonate with yes.